Welcome to the Open Door Podcast, your key to exploring the vibrant tapestry of real estate, lifestyle, and community in the greater Boston area.
Join us as we unlock the doors to captivating homes, delve into the essence of local life, and weave through the rich threads of community stories. I'm Melanie Gundersheim.
And I'm Margie Gundersheim, and we're thrilled to be your guides on this journey. Let's swing open the doors to Boston's dynamic landscapes and discover the heart behind the people and the places.
This is the Open Door Podcast,
where homes, lifestyles, and communities converge. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Open Door Podcast. This is episode 4. I cannot believe it.
I know, four episodes.
It's just like we're doing rolling it. By.
I know.
It's amazing. So Mel, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah. So today we are going to introduce you our first local roundup. So again, the goal of this podcast is to introduce you to the real estate side of things, which we talked about in our past couple episodes. And then we want to introduce you to the community, some of the things we love, places we love, activities we really enjoy, and kind of open your eyes and open the door to all of those aspects of the greater Boston area as well. So I will kick it off and talk about a few restaurants that I am loving and always will love, just kind of as my top three. If you're tuning in and you're not from Boston, these are three places you should go. If you have friends coming in, just always go to these places. Yeah. Number one, my favorite restaurant probably in the whole city is Cava Neo Taverna in the South End. I've taken you there. My sister used to live around the corner and introduced me to that place
zucchini.
For the first time. The zucchini chips.
The best.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Must order. It's tiny, family-owned, right in the heart of the South End. I would go there every single day if I could. It's unbelievable.
Me too.
And I like sharing food. Like, it's an experience. Yes, you sit, especially in the summer.
Right.
Get a nice glass of rosé. You're sitting outside. Yeah. You're sharing food. It's just the best. The second place I just tried for the first time, I live in the city, so I had myself a little suburban evening and went to yoga at Lifetime and then went to Sushi Co. in Newton Center.
You went with Jillian, right?
I went with my sister, yeah. And I am more of a sushi lover than you are, so maybe this is a little more up my alley and for all my sushi lover, Japanese food loving people. Sushi Co. in Newton Center, it used to be that coffee shop Central.
Yes.
Yes. And you used to love that golden turmeric latte. But
yes,
now it's Sushi Co. and I'm happier. So we got truffle edamame, which was unbelievable.
Oh, amazing. That sounds
And we
so
got
good.
A couple rolls to share. And then the kicker for me was the chef's plate of the nigiri.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, for those of you who don't know, it's fresh fish on top of a bed of rice.
Mm-hmm.
Melted in your mouth. It was unbelievable. I was stuffed by the end. And I can't wait to go back. Because I don't know. I don't have a sushi place I love in Newton, and now I do.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, this
and
is,
I do like sushi. I'm probably
yeah,
not
I
as
love
passionate.
It. You like it.
Yeah, I do
yeah.
like it.
I could do it like every day.
Right.
And then lastly, Barcelona, Brookline or the South End. So good every
Such
single
a fun
time.
Vibe there.
The wait staff's amazing. Great wine, great food. Again, the small plate. I like the small plate sharing environment.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody. And I would say I go more to the one in the South End just because of my proximity to that one. But I love the Brookline one and you cannot go wrong. So I think those would be three places that I will continue in my rotation for the rest of my life in Boston.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
What else?
Well, I've been really trying to get outside mm-hmm. or stay outside, I yep. should say, as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just gone back and visited some of the places that, you know, I circle to when I want to see water. When I need some, you know, nature, the Chestnut Hill Reservoir right
Best.
Off of Route 9 is just one of my favorite
mm-hmm.
places to walk. I pushed you there when you were in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going there for decades, and it's just really peaceful and beautiful.
Very serene.
So serene.
Yeah.
And you can really get some miles in if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's big enough that you don't feel like you're just spinning around and
right.
around. So love it there. Jamaica Pond is another place like that. The water is just gorgeous. And, you know, again, it's big enough that you really feel like you know, even if you go around twice, you know,
right.
you're not seeing necessarily the same thing.
Right.
So, and that's really great if you're in the city because it's, you know, close to.
Yeah, easy to get to.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. easy to get to. And, you know, just super local, you know, Crystal Lake is beautiful to
yeah.
sit. Sometimes I take Layla there and we'll mm-hmm. hang out and just look at the water, talk mm-hmm. about the ducks, and Cutler Park. I've been I'm spending time at Cutler Park because a lot of times like the sun is just like really bright and the cover of the shade just really makes it really, you feel like you're in the forest there.
Yeah.
So those are some outdoor places I've really been enjoying.
I think I used to play soccer at Cutler Park.
It might be right near there.
Oh.
But the Cutler Park that I'm talking about is literally a trail around a section of the river. And it's different times of day that the water just sparkles.
Yeah.
It's really,
and in the winter.
And
these
there's
are all
nature
places.
Everywhere. There's ducks and birds and people are walking their dogs and it's really nice.
Yeah, these are places you can be all year round and get kind of those beautiful. I'll tack on one for the city, Castle Island.
Yes.
That's my loop. Like that's my equivalent to what your reservoir loop is. That's a great, I walk in, even in the dead of winter, I'm walking there all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
I think these are great places to enjoy with dogs, with kids, winter, spring, summer, fall, which is great.
Agreed.
Have that opportunity. What else? We want to talk about a couple, I love anything really, wellness, you know, treat yourself kind of things. So two of these I have not tried and one I have, but I'm going to talk about them anyway so that this is, can be a reminder for myself to go to these places. One of them is, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, but it's new, Moki or Mokai Sauna. It's right in the Greenway in the city. It just popped up. I just saw it on Instagram. And it's a cold plunge sauna situation.
Nice.
It's like a pop-up. So you go, I'm sure you get a day pass or you pay for your, you know, how much time you're going to be there. No idea. I have to look into it because I really want to go. And, you know, it's that hot and cold wellness trend of getting in the cold plunge and then getting in the sauna and doing it all over again.
Are you actually going to do the cold plunge?
You know, if I have someone holding me accountable, maybe. But you definitely will catch me in the sauna. And if I'm there with other people and they're doing it, I'll feel left out and force myself to suffer through. But that's not where I find my joy in the cold plunge. Some people love it. It's really good for you. And then, so apparently to go back and forth between the heat and the cold is really good for your nervous system, for your blood circulation, all the things.
Right.
So that is something I would really like to try that is new on the scene. Another one is actually right around the corner from our Newton office, Kilo Steam and Sauna Spa.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really cool because if your gym, which some don't have, you know, like a locker room with jacuzzi and steam and sauna, this you can actually pay for a membership to go, you know, I don't know, unlimited or X amount of times a month and have access to the infrared sauna.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And the steam
and infrared is such a thing right now,
so
as opposed to the ones with the rocks.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think they might have both. But or you can just go, you know, for a day and get, you know, an hour pass or whatever the case may be. So we have no excuse not to try that because it's around the corner from our office.
Let's do it.
So we need to do that.
Okay.
And then lastly, this is a shameless plug for my gym. I live in the city, so I train with my trainer Izzy at Backyard Boston. Shout out to Izzy. We're definitely going to have her on the podcast. She's an incredible personal trainer and so well-versed in a million different kind of entrepreneurial paths, and she'll be really fun to talk to. So Iz, we'll have you on soon. I train with her at Backyard Boston, and then I go to their secondary gym, The Yard. It's in South Boston, and incredible classes. It's such a good workout. It's the first kind of – I like group fitness. Some people, it's not their thing, but I really enjoy it. And it's the first workout that I found that I'm really excited to go to. You feel so good after, especially for people who – especially women who might be intimidated to, like, lift heavy or start their lifting and strength training journey.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very chill, small group class, you know, not intimidating environment that I love. You do that, you do some cardio, and you call it a day, and the classes go by so quickly. So I love them, and I am addicted to both Backyard and The Yard. So I wanted to share those couple things.
Awesome.
And we also want to talk about some kid stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about where we bring Layla.
Yeah. Who is Layla, first of all?
Layla is my granddaughter.
And my niece.
Yep. And she's pretty cool. She's bringing us to all these places that we never would go to because we love being with her and giving her new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the places that we love to go is Little Beats at the Dance Academy, Siegel Productions in Newton. And full disclosure, they're part of the family, so just saying that out loud. But Layla
we would plug them anyway.
100%.
Their classes are unbelievable.
Their classes are unbelievable.
The Dance Academy is amazing.
It's a wonderful school. The kids developmentally, you know, the classes address different ages and stages. Mm-hmm. And there's classes for moms, like Mindful Mommies.
Mindful Mommies is a group. Yeah,
all kinds of great programs going on there. So she absolutely loves it. Mm-hmm. A woman by the name of Dawn Ellis, she, I believe, is a social worker mm-hmm. who has a background in childhood education and programming. And she just opened a space on Wells Ave, which I believe is Newton. It's right on the Newton-Needham border. Mm-hmm. And it's this great big open space. And she offers all kinds of classes from music and movement to sign language for babies, nice. You know, nutrition and feeding for babies. I might teach a class there at some point for grandparents yep. who want to just get out and, you know, amazing. Do some circle time activities because my background is in education, right. and she's just got such a huge variety. And, you know, I think she has some dads groups for dads to bring their kids. Yeah. So just a great variety if you're looking for something to do that's different. And, you know, there's also Time for Partners in Newton, which I believe they're holding at Newton City Hall now. That program has been around for 50 years. Yeah. You and Jillian both went to Time for Partners.
Don't remember.
And it's about an hour of art and an hour of music, give or take. Maybe it's 45 of each with a snack in between. And, you know, it's just such a great program and you guys loved it. So it's a nice thing to do with your toddlers. I believe it starts at 18 months.
Great.
And also the local libraries have been doing such a great job.
Yep.
I think you took Layla to story time.
Yeah, I took her to story time, read a couple books, had some fun with the other kids there, did a couple songs, and then went home for nap time. But they always, it's such an easy, like, low-hanging fruit grab thing to do.
It is.
Take a kid and go to the library. They always have things going on.
They do.
So definitely, you know, we're specifically talking about the Newton Public Library, but check your city or town online.
They're all doing a good job.
They're all doing an incredible
job. They really
are. And for a lot of, you know, free programs as well, which is really great.
Right.
And then also just a quick note on kids programs in general, which is a resource that my generation has now, is I feel for almost every city or town, there's a, you know, enter city or town here parents group. So like Newton Moms Group, South Boston Moms Group, Needham Parents Group, and it's an incredible resource.
And a lot of those are on Facebook, which, you know, I know
a lot
of
their
Facebook groups, right. Yeah. And some people talk about Facebook kind of, you know, not being as current or trendy or cool, but I have to say, I agree with you.
It's an incredible
resource. I see so many parent communities mm-hmm. getting together and sharing resources, information on these town
places
and
to
city
go,
groups.
Classes.
Events,
you know, recommendations.
Feedback.
Babysitters,
yes,
everything,
lots of things.
So just pro tip there, if you're moving or you have a kid and you haven't been involved in any of these groups yet, just look it up and I will guarantee you you'll probably find one, which is really great.
Agreed.
And I bet you in the local ones that we just talked about, kind of Newton, Needham and the city, a lot of these programs will be mentioned, which is great.
And lastly, let's just do a quick review of the museums.
Yeah, well, aside from museums, let's also talk about, I guess, general things to do this time of year, aside from museums and some outdoor stuff, which I know you touched on, some really beautiful places to go. But, we can get to the museums, and then I have a couple other places, too. But Children's Museum I went to recently for the first time in my adulthood. I went with my sister and Layla, and it was so much fun. It was massive. I think there's 5 or 6 floors. And it's right in the seaport, and it was a blast.
And they have a lot of hands-on.
Oh, it's all – there's – I could be wrong, but I think there's different themes to different floors.
Yeah.
Or maybe each room is different. So focuses on different sensory. There's bubbles. There's blocks. There's an Arthur-themed
water
room.
Water table,
right, the bubbles. Yeah. It's – I loved it.
That's great
time
as a
27-year-old. So, I loved it there.
Great.
Yeah. And then – want to touch on other museums?
Yeah, the aquarium is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Love to go there. It was not your favorite place as a small
as
child.
As a young child.
You got very nauseous when we got to the penguin section.
Because it was disgusting.
Yeah, the smell really was off-putting to you, and I felt badly.
That's
but
okay.
We would just like pinch your nose and move on.
Yeah.
And move through the aquarium so we could see the fishies and look at the shark in the big tank and mm-hmm. Go outside and see the sea otters. And it's always a great, you know, great take. I love the aquarium.
Yeah, it's fun because you're right in the middle of the city.
Exactly.
So
it's such a fun area.
I don't have any recollection of actually going through it. And I haven't been as an adult, not because of
we'll
I can get over
Layla.
The penguin smell. But I should go back.
Yeah, we'll take Layla.
And we used to do, I mean, these are obvious, but Science Museum, Museum of Fine Arts. I remember when my sister and I were very into CSI Miami. There was a CSI detective exhibit at the Science Museum that I will never forget to this day. And it was so much fun. So we used to go on field trips there. And then you guys would take us for a fun winter activity.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you remember going to the Museum of Fine Arts with Grandma and Papa, going to the Van Gogh exhibit and wearing the headphones?
Yes. I don't remember what the exhibit was, but I remember
it was
walking
Van Gogh.
Through wearing the headphones.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And we went on school field trips there. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, really
I took
nice.
Jordy there for the Winnie the Pooh exhibit.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
It was really I didn't
fun.
Know that.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. We should look into what local exhibits are going on. And then you want to go to the Isabella
Stewart Gardner Museum. I do.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more fun in the spring because, you know, the plants and all the landscaping there are so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
So I would love to do that with you, actually.
Yeah. And then something else, now that we're talking about, you know, being in the actual city, is high tea at the Boston Public Library.
Right.
Dying to do that.
And I think they have high teas, you know, in many places around the city.
I'm sure they do.
And also, I read about one in the outskirts somewhere, and I don't know where it is. I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. But it was like this this place where you go and they have tea sandwiches and high tea and like an organic garden. And
there's a place in Newburyport. It's there's a pink room.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I would like to discover that because I remember when I saw it, it looked really cool.
Okay,
and it'd be
great.
Fun to go.
We'll have to go. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then did we talk about ice skating yet?
No.
Really good winter activity, obviously.
Yes.
Frog Pond.
Yep.
I haven't been there in a while, but a really fun activity to do for a fun date night or with kids or just to get out of the house and do something a little bit different. I do remember ice skating at the Charles Hotel.
Right.
As kids, when you and Dad won some giveaway or a raffle or something and we stayed at the hotel.
Yes.
And we went ice skating at the Charles Hotel and that
was really
fun. But I don't remember. Did you take us to Frog Pond?
Maybe not.
I don't know. Have you been? You're not really an ice skater.
I haven't been in a long time.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I think I went as a young adult.
Yeah, we'll add it to our list.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time.
I love it.
Yeah, this was a good roundup.
I'll watch you skate.
I know. I just, well, that's okay. But I just, this is honestly inspiring to me to be able to do some of these things and get out there and explore more.
It's a great reminder.
The city we love. Definitely.
Of how like cool our cities and burbs are.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I'm excited about kind of introducing the lifestyle aspect of this podcast because our goal is to be able to, A, do this for ourselves so that we can be reminded of, oh, we just talked about this place. We should go more. B, discover new places and kind of share those experiences with our audience listening. And then hopefully, ideally, introduce you to some of the faces behind these small businesses and restaurants and activities because they're, you know, the backbone of our communities. They're our local entrepreneurs and they're who are enriching our children, our experiences here, and making the city we love even better. So I'm really excited about this aspect of our podcast, and this is going to be the most fun part.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Well, thanks, everybody, for taking the time to be with us. We're talking about this stuff all over Instagram all the time.
If you have any cool places that you've been to
please,
or cool restaurants or whatever, please let us know, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll go.
Yep, it'll be our homework. We'll go review it and talk about it more together.
Sounds great.
That's awesome. You can follow me at the Melanie Gundersheim.
And you can follow me at Margie Gundersheim.
And we'll see you guys next week.
And that's a wrap on today's adventure with the Open Door Podcast. Thank you for letting us share the beauty of Boston and our communities with you. If any of these stories or information has resonated, please subscribe to our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you may listen. And join us on Instagram for a daily dose of valuable information and warmth. From Melanie and Margie Gundersheim, a huge thank you for spending your time with us here. Until next time.